Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, if that's a sign, the Warriors banner just collapsed right behind me as I'm going, oh, baby.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
It was my voice. Maybe it was my voice.
The collapse of an empire.
The downfall is here.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's coming hard. No.
Please clip that right now for the internet.
Oh, man, that's one way to start a show. And look, man, good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. I got a great night's sleep. Hopefully you did, Shasky.
Oh, that's great.
It was a long day. It was a long weekend. But shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we've added the QR code on both pages. The Xfinity Mobile text line. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. I know Spinotti's in the studio, so you can make me make a flushing sound, Shasky. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Look, man, I figure we just go through a roulette table these first 30 minutes. There's so much happening in the sports world. Of course, we got the Warriors in their offseason. I have questions about Moody and Kuminga. Those are two players we didn't really touch on last week. We were heavily focused on Klay, Draymond, Wiggins, Steph. But we'll talk about some of the ancillary pieces for the Golden State Warriors. And as you look around the league here in the playoffs, the first weekend of the playoffs, all home teams won game ones. I think that's going to flip in game two. You got the Giants getting the split against Arizona in a very hard-fought series. For them to get the split and have a chance to win the series, I think that's a good thing. Jordan Hicks continues his stellar start to the season. You got Ryan Garcia beating the brakes off of Devin Haney. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw that coming. And then, of course, it is draft week. The NFL draft is this week. The Warriors led us all the way up until the NFL draft. Oh, yeah. And it is a monster week for the San Francisco 49ers. What are they going to do? Is Brandon Ayuk really going to get traded from San Francisco? Are they going to move up in the draft? Man, sports is popping right now. Shasky, good morning, brother.
There's so many ways we can go here. The Giants series, I have lots of thoughts on. I just think the Diamondbacks are really good. And I think that the Giants are kind of finding themselves right now.
Yeah.
I do believe they need a little jolt. And I can't believe I'm saying that so early into the season. It just feels like they're a tick off right now. They need Soler or Chapman to wake up.
Yep.
And I think one of those two going on a nice little hot streak would really shake things up. Jungwoo Lee, I feel like, has been really good early on. Lamont Wade has been fantastic overall, even though yesterday wasn't one of his great games. They rode the Conforto train early on in the season. You're starting to see, he's starting to take a step back. Could Yastrzemski be getting himself hot? It feels like the at-bats are better. You know, they've gotten more out of Nick Ahmed than I thought that they would. But this comes down to, for me, when it comes to the Giants, like situational pitching. I think they're still figuring out their bullpen arms and the hierarchy there. And then I look at their starters, and I'd be lying to you if I wouldn't say that the Blake Snell thing is frustrating. Not that I'm mad at anyone in particular, but Blake Snell's representation, which is Scott Boras, and the San Francisco Giants, what did they think was going to happen? Now, I'm happy he's here. I like him. I think he's a really good player. But when you sign so late in the process, and again, there's no one person whose fault at here. I think it's just the situation. When you sign so late in the process and you have three what I call warm-up starts because you had no spring training and you don't go down to AAA and they don't have any better options in their rotation, I just feel like every party in this is culpable and has their hands bloody because you're losing at the big league level early on and everyone's frustrated. And I just, I wish that he would have signed earlier for his sake, for the Giants' sake. I just feel like it was a recipe for disaster. And again, I'm not mad at anyone in particular, but all of them kind of has to wear this.
Yeah, it's early in the process. Three games have not been pretty. Let's see what happens. Giants got the Mets this week. Then they have the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Mets have heated up a little bit, man. They've turned their season around early on. Pittsburgh's kind of cooled down a little bit here, but you bring up Yaz. Last 7 days, Yaz batting .267 with a jack, two walks, four RBIs, only one strikeout in 15 at-bats for Yastrzemski. So he's turned his season around. I don't hear too much of Yastrzemski hate these days here. But Giants is early. It's early on in the season. No need to panic. Baseball's a long way to go. There's no separation, really. Even the Dodgers are scuffling a bit. Dodgers, you see them at 13-11. Giants are 2.5 back of the Dodgers. They're fourth place in the West, but the Padres right there, Diamondbacks right there. It's going to be a tight race all season long. So you got that. You got the NBA playoffs. And look, you didn't have a lot of dramatic games this weekend. I guess Nuggets and Lakers, it was close. Midway through the third quarter, then the Nuggets went on a run there. I thought Knicks Sixers in that environment in Madison Square Garden was electric.
Do you think physicality is a little disproportionate currently? We talked about that last week, like heading into the Warriors versus Kings, because I did feel that way in the Knicks game.
It was a bloodbath.
It was very physical. Bloodbath.
I don't know what a foul is. Even last night, Tony Brothers in Oklahoma City with the Pelicans, and the Pelicans, they had a chance to steal it. What is CJ McCollum doing there?
I thought they were 14 seconds. Steal.
Yeah, that was the game to steal.
I know.
OKC, no experience, had never tasted it before. Crowd hasn't been in the playoffs in a long, long
time. They're going to regret that.
Yeah, they will. CJ, what are you doing? You're a veteran. Their last possessions from 3 minutes on was just atrocious. Well, they had the possession where they have four opportunities to take the lead. And they bricked it all.
You have a lot of guys with not a lot of experience, though, in these playoff moments. So CJ McCollum is your quote-unquote veteran. You know, he's supposed to be the guy that understands things.
And he's been there before. He's been there to the playoffs multitude of times.
But I think now OKC, you don't get the loss, but you get the opening in terms of, like, being aware now of how fragile things are in the playoffs. Yep. I have a feeling they're going to finish this in five.
Yeah, me too. Me too, especially without Zion. You can see the loss of Zion. Lou Dort.
That was the game
to win. That was the game to win, to steal it and make it a series. Now, Suns and T-Wolves are intriguing. Anthony Edwards talking trash to KD. So when I see these young players popping, I couldn't help myself but think about what is Kuminga and what is Moses Moody. Because you see Anthony Edwards, fourth year, thriving. He's a superstar. He's going at Kevin Durant's neck.
Did you see who he was guarding to? They did something that I didn't think they would do. They put Cat at times on Kevin Durant, and they put Ant on Bradley Beal. I thought that was very interesting in terms of matchups. And, here, KD, you get whatever you want.
Right.
But we know you have no other point guard to facilitate for the rest of the offense. And it felt like Phoenix's offense was horrible.
You throw Jaden McDaniels on Devin Booker, a longer defender.
It's a good move.
It's a good move.
Minnesota's really legit, man. Yeah, they are. You've been on them.
They're defensively locked in. I thought Karl Anthony Towns played. It's probably the, because he gets out of sorts at times.
No
doubt. He'll get into foul trouble. He gets in his own
heads.
He guns. He does some things. But him taking the assignment on KD and then going at KD on the other side, I thought it was really cool. By the way, I wanted to bring this up with the Pelicans. Their possessions from 3 minutes and 34 seconds left.
Please read it to me.
To 32 seconds left. Turnover, turnover, turnover. Missed shot. Turnover. Four missed shots on one possession. Last one blocked. And then you had the final possession in which CJ fumbles the ball and throws up a terrible shot.
Were you shocked the Clippers beat the Dallas Mavericks? Because I was.
I don't know if I was shocked. I was shocked at the way they beat them.
Okay.
The game, what, it wasn't even a game.
No, well, another one I thought early on was very physical.
Yeah, very. I mean, the referees, that the physical. Maybe Draper's onto something.
No, I, you know, I maybe Draper's onto something. That.
I'm not sure if NBA basketball is unwatchable. Like, if you ask me, what brand would you rather watch? The brand that we were seeing where everybody started scoring 130 and throwing up threes, or would you rather see this brand?
But what about the happy medium?
There is no happy medium. I mean, that doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, are we not allowed to have that? And then I obviously Dame Time yesterday was amazing.
That was special.
I mean, yesterday was this weekend really was an elite sports weekend, and I love that it started on Friday for all the Warrior fans to come out of the woodworks and try to dunk on Kings fans.
Yeah,
I just want to tell Warrior fans, yeah, like, let's act like we've been there before.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have a decade at top.
You know, I didn't even have it in me to do that. Like, I was just watching the game. Just, hey, I wanted the Kings to win. I just wanted them to win. I'm a De'Aaron Fox fan.
Well, De'Aaron and Sabonis showed up, and yeah, really nobody else.
But De'Aaron Fox kind of he was a high volume shooter, yeah, in that game, and the Pelicans owned up. I mean, they beat them all six times. But
it's crazy.
I'm with
these
you with
matchups.
the whole internet dunking on the Kings fans and laughing at them. Like,
but this is what I would say to Warrior fans. It's like. And I mean this sincerely. Like, I get it. We get frustrated. You know, the Kings are talking smack and whatever. Let them have their moment.
Yeah.
I mean, just let them have their moment. Like, we've been on the top for a long time. We've got our own problems to worry about.
Yeah, we got plenty.
I mean, we got our own house that's on fire right now.
Right.
Let's just back off of dunking on other teams and let's look at our own situation. I mean, we've got enough layers of problems to worry about than to be focused on King's Twitter and dunking on them. Like, let's act like we've been there before. That's all.
You know,
I'm here for the memes.
Yeah, it's crazy because Saturday I go to my little brother had a surprise party.
Oh, nice.
Out in Brentwood, California. And that is a long, long drive. So we're out there. They got all the little leaguers out there at this place. Sunset Park. It was called. I met this guy, Dan, who coached the Tigers, one of the Tigers teams, and he was really cool. So, hey, what's up, Ponte? All that stuff. And it was all the little leaguers. They look so cool with their bats in the backpack and with the hats on, looking like little major leaguers. But at the party, obviously, a lot of Warrior fans there, a lot of family members. And it's just, I can't, like, what do they do with Clay? What do they do with Draymond? What about Kerr? What about this? What about that? What about this? I'm like, gosh, we're only 4 days into the offseason. It's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long offseason in terms of trying to figure out what the team will look like on paper. I think the anxiety of what the Warriors will look like next season is really hitting people. And then watching them not be in the playoffs, like, are the Warrior fans enjoying the playoffs? Are Warrior fans even watching the playoffs? I would hope so.
Part of me is watching sadly, and I'm not doing the, like, whoa, we should win. Like, I saw Warrior fans like, oh, huh, see? Okay, see? Yeah. We would have beat them. Like, no. No,
yeah,
we wouldn't.
Not doing that.
We're not ready. Like, our team wasn't good. Like, call it what it is.
They were inconsistent.
We weren't good enough. But I'd be lying to you if I wasn't looking at that Denver Lakers series and I'm saying to myself, boy, if Denver can sweep the Lakers and LeBron James wants out, I could use a 6'8 wing who could score 26 a night. I mean, he basically was the third best player since the post All-Star break. I mean, he really was. He really was.
So he's back to LeBron.
It is back to LeBron. Because LeBron, he might be our only hope, Star Wars.
Only hope to what? Go back to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, look, if you think about it, like, you
would score in the fourth quarter.
You want, timeout. Like, yeah, I know he had the 7 turnovers, but, like, let's call it what it is. Rui didn't show up.
No,
D'Angelo didn't show up. Your boy Austin Reeves didn't show up.
We are ducking. You know what the thing is?
They didn't show
up. Playoffs. No, you know what my biggest takeaway this weekend is that being old and losing a tick is not healthy. Look at Kevin Durant and Anthony Edwards. Look at SGA. No, seriously. No, you want LeBron James.
Yeah.
You cannot get older and succeed in the playoffs, is basically what I'm saying.
One spot.
You got grandpas out there. Oh, we got Stephen Curry's 36. He's going to be 37 next year. Draymond's going to be, what, 35?
Well,
LeBron's going to be 40. You can't win and be old in the playoffs. It's just not. It doesn't happen.
You're
going to
need some young guys. But
you're
going
to need some young
dudes. The
Warriors
are too young on that one end, and they're too old on the other end.
Right. My takeaway is watching the Lakers lose. It's like, yeah, LeBron James, it will be a nice story. You may finish in the top eight. But remember, LeBron's finishing the play-in, what, 3 straight years?
But their team.
Is it three straight years the Lakers have been in the play-in?
Their team's that good.
They got Anthony Davis.
Well, and he misses a lot of time.
I thought he played well Saturday.
No, he did play well.
I thought he played his ass. I thought he's played well all season long. All right? Austin Reaves, who's everybody's favorite role player. You know, D'Lo is a streaky shooter. He can hit shots.
If I see the poop in the pants, D'Angelo Russell meme one more time come across my timeline.
I don't know,
some of the worst turnovers I've ever seen in my life in that game.
What is it with Denver and him?
Like, honestly, does LeBron help the Warriors? Like that, when you watch the weekend, you watching Kevin Durant in Phoenix, and Anthony Edwards is going out there taking his soul.
I think LeBron has more left than KD.
How much left, though?
Like, they need a second facilitator in the half court. They need a guy who can get to the free throw line. They need a guy who can, you know, play on ball while Curry is playing off ball.
So let me ask this. Are the Warriors supporting cast better?
No, you would have to retinker a lot. No. I think it's a start. To me, it's the first domino.
All right.
And again, this is probably more of a pipe dream than it is anything close to reality. But Bonte, I'm sitting here and I'm watching. I'm saying, okay, he is, whatever you think of Chris Paul, he gives you that. He gives me all the elements that Andrew Wiggins gives me. Maybe not the same caliber of defense currently, but he's way more reliable. You're telling me the Warriors couldn't use 26-9-9?
I hear that.
That's what he's averaged since the All-Star break.
I hear
26-9-9.
I hear that. We'll see. I don't think LeBron James turns you into a top 16.
No, but
in the
I think he maximizes Steph Curry last couple of years. Like, when I look at Steph coming off ball, if you have a guy who commands all five players to stare at him when he has the ball in his hands, that enables all that off ball movement. And I just think, I think in the half court, it looks really good.
But you know what, though? The Warriors want to play with pace, right?
No, well,
they don't want to play slow down bread of basketball.
Well, LeBron can pick and choose.
Slow down bread of basketball kills Stephen Curry.
I think he plays that way in particular because of Anthony Davis as well.
Yeah, maybe. I'd rather have Anthony Davis.
Well, I mean, if you're asking, there's other
guys around. The Warriors need elite rim protection.
Yes.
They still need, even if you brought in LeBron.
They need a lot of things.
If you still need LeBron James, if you still want LeBron James, point of attack defense ain't much better.
No.
Because he ain't guarding nobody.
No.
So your defense actually gets worse.
Well,
so I'm trying to think, like, I know LeBron, what he does, but you're actually getting worse as a team.
No, I don't think so because, you know, you're playing Pajemski starter minutes, heavy minutes, Chris Paul playing heavy minutes. Like, he basically takes the role of both those two.
18 minutes in the play, playing like 20 minutes.
Well, I'm just saying at that point guard position, right? And I'm just saying, to me, LeBron is a 3 or 4 on defense and a point guard on offense. That's what he's going to be.
That's a lot of guys who can't guard on one team. That's a lot of guys.
Well, that's why you got the greatest defender of all time, self-proclaimed Draymond Green out there.
Right.
Sfidoni.
Absolutely incredible.
Smiling, but that's what he's there for.
LeBron, Clippers beat up on the Dallas Mavericks. You had the Knicks take a one. All the home teams won this weekend. All the home teams won. By the way, if anybody saw the fight, Ryan Garcia has been acting like a madman on Twitter.
I mean,
and he beat the dog brakes off of Devin Haney. I mean, oh my God. He beat, but here's the thing with boxing where boxing's a shady game.
I don't even know why I love it.
It's just, you know, it's a shady business.
Oh, my God.
So Ryan Garcia, so they had a 140-pound weight limit.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Garcia had no intentions of making 140.
Okay.
So he comes in on the way in over, he's at 143 and a half, basically.
All right.
But what happens is when you go through training, you know, Devin Haney is like weight training himself to get to 140, right? Got to get to 140. Got to make this fight happen. Ryan Garcia was like, dude, I'll pay the fine, which is $1.5 million. I'm going to make that up, and I'm going to be able to rehydrate at whatever weight I want to weigh. So he probably went into the ring at like 160, 165, and he just looked so much bigger than Haney. And now Haney had a terrible game plan. I don't know why Haney wanted to sit in the center of the ring. Ryan Garcia playing him as the Mayweather playbook, getting schooled by Mayweather and De La Hoya, and he beat the dog's breaks. So it's nothing like a good prize fight, and a prize fight like that, kudos to those guys for actually fighting. But boy, Bill Haney, Devin Haney, they got to wear some humble pies. So I don't know if you watched that. You had that going on, obviously, baseball. And it's NFL Draft Week, Shasky. It's NFL Draft Week. I got my prospects right here. I'm seeing Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, who are the Niners going to sign? Well, are we sure we want to trade Brandon Ayuk? Because I keep hearing smoke. I'm getting random texts from random people saying, oh, well, I talked to this guy, and you know, this guy knows him, and this guy says that, yeah, he's got buying a house. And I've heard over the weekend Atlanta, all of a sudden, Atlanta Falcons.
Well, then I'll add them to my list. I'm going to tell you right now, if push came to shove and I got the right offer, I would trade Brandon Ayuk. No matter what ends up happening, to me, the 49ers absolutely have to draft a wide receiver with their first three picks. It's There's no other way around it. Even if you retain Brandon Ayuk and you allow him to play this year and then you franchise him and move him down the line, whatever, like, I have to look beyond Debo and Ayuk. You have to get a playmaker. If you're going to pay the quarterback, which I feel like they're going to, you're going to get at least one big payday from Brock Purdy, whether that rolls over multiple years or not. And I can lay this whole thing out for you. To me, you have to get an inexpensive playmaker early in this draft. Yes, you need meat and potatoes. Yes, you need offensive linemen. I still believe that they're going to have to get, you know, a defensive lineman at some point. But I think wide receiver, and I'm looking at this, this is a loaded wide receiver class. I need a wide receiver.
You're taking a wide receiver.
Absolutely. Okay, whether I keep Ayuk or not.
Are you okay with trading
with the right deal? And I've targeted a couple
teams. What
is the
right deal?
What do you mean?
Bring it up on the other side. I want to hear your deal. What is the right deal for Brandon Ayuk? Are Niner fans warming up to trading Brandon Ayuk? It is the week of the NFL draft. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
I feel like Kirk Cousins.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
You feel mediocre, Shasky? You feel mediocre this morning?
Actually, I feel great.
then you don't feel like Kirk Cousins.
Feel like a payday's coming on?
Hey, a payday is coming on. We could all use it. Santa's birthday on Saturday, so you know, payday's basically.
You know, can we, payday's just for gone. A moment, let's pause. Payday's gone. It's so hard to shop for women. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says.
Dude.
When you've been together for a long time,
right.
It's really difficult because you can't even remember what you got the year before, let alone multiple years before. And it's like, anything you get is just never going to be good enough. I don't care what anyone says.
It'll be good enough. It'll be good enough. It's just the thought that counts. You got to get a little more creative.
Go experience than actual like physical gift too. Yeah. Go out somewhere.
Things are, yes. Right. I agree with that. But I'm talking about like, trust me. When you have
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole, well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
He'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
It all staggered up because I got Christmas, her birthday, Valentine's, bang, 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 bang. Bro, it becomes very difficult.
Oh, well, you know, my sister's birthday, January 23rd. My mom's February 23rd. And it's this month. And then there's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. 12th?
Mother's Day's 13th? Creeping.
Yeah, it is.
Mother's Day's a sleeper.
Yeah, we should get some flower companies calling in. Hoogasian.
Yeah, hey, not only that, then you get the Valentine's Day. We all remember that. So, yeah, the first 5 months of the year is rough. Rough. And then you get a little
really
break.
Good, a couple years.
No, I have not. I have not.
Boy.
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you got to get creative, man. But anyway, thank God for payday on Friday. Oh, I need that.
That my money's gone before I even get it.
The Warrior checks are gone.
Yeah, I know.
We usually counted on those until May.
The caterer and the Irish Center got my money before I even cash it.
Dude, they're done. Done. Is Brandon Ayuk done with the 49ers? By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky bringing the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area, period, every single week, all season long. Win or lose, subscribe today on iTunes and Spotify, wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Stop panicking about the Giants. I'm not sure you listen to that podcast. Lubman's not panicking yet. He's in a good mood. Shasky, is he panicking about the Giants? I don't know yet, but it sounds like Shasky. And I want to hear this because, you know, I'm a big Brandon Ayuk guy.
I know you are. And a lot of people
huge.
Are. I like him, too.
Huge. It would be tough for me to trade Brandon Ayuk and to see him go. But
possibly.
I'm willing to hear things. I trust John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan to make some moves.
Let's go on the knowns, okay? I feel like it's pretty, as of today, it feels pretty concrete that they're going to pay Brock Purdy. Now, I don't think he's going to get a $300 million deal, but to me, somewhere in the 50 to 85 million guaranteed range is going to hit his direct deposit. He's not a guy who's been established and has made a lot of money. Yeah, if he was a, you know, top of the round first rounder or even a second rounder, he'd have some M's right. in the bank. He doesn't have any M's in the bank. This is a guy who's been making nothing. So I'm just going off what I feel today. I think that he's going to get 50 to 85 million guaranteed. It'll probably be very similar.
50 to 85. Damn.
What? That's over.
No, I know. It's just like, wow.
But Brock that's the
Purdy's
market.
Gonna get 50 to, I know it is.
Right? And like, look.
Oh, that makes me cringe a little bit.
Does it?
It does.
Why?
I can't unsee the playoffs, Shasky, with Brock Purdy. I can't unsee the postseason.
Do the drives? I've watched back the Super Bowl a few times, and I watched it about 3 weeks ago again.
I don't think he was that bad in that
game. No, he wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that bad at all. In fact, I thought he did a lot of really nice things.
But I did see a limited quarterback.
I did see
a limited quarterback.
It's interesting you say that. I go in the other direction.
Yeah.
I saw a limited offense, and that's where I say to myself, two of these things can be equal at the same time. Number one, Brock needs playmakers around him. So does every quarterback around him.
Yeah.
Every quarterback.
Except Mahomes.
Well, and even then he needed playmakers around him. Like Kelsey's one of the greatest
Kelsey's
playmakers.
Kelsey's one of the greatest playmakers.
Of all
no
time.
Doubt. But
I mean,
all these other guys, Rasheed Rice and...
They traded for McCole Hardeman back again.
He wasn't bad. I mean, but not elite weapons. Not elite.
Oh, that I agree with. And Rasheed Rice, I think, is coming on, but, well, he's got issues himself. And I'm watching Deebo Samuel, and I'm like, I just think that particular game wasn't a great game for Deebo Samuel for a variety of reasons. He's a really good player, but you could see where this is going financially. To understand sports in the modern day, you better understand the finances. So I think Brock's going to get somewhere between 50 and 85 million guaranteed, right? And because of that, I think it's imperative, because we all agree, he's a good player, and you have to have playmakers around him. It's imperative that they add to that bucket of wide
receivers. So why trade Brandon Ayuk then?
Well, because you can't afford to have all these guys making that kind of money. You just can't, to round out the rest of the roster. And I have to project here. Forget Brock for a second. What about Christian McCaffrey? I know we want to say running backs don't matter. This guy's making $12 million this year and $14 million next year.
Well,
I don't think...
Don't say that out loud, because... Something we were arguing about something. I said, why wouldn't Christian McCaffrey hold out and get more money? You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's in his DNA. I think he would have tipped the Niners off by now to get that new buddy. But maybe they know something that said, hey, we got to pay McCaffrey. And all of a sudden, now you got something.
So
now you're in
the
pickle. Now you're in the pickle if you got that. But
so
I don't.
That's where I'm
but
going.
McCaffrey said nothing. It sounds like McCaffrey is going to play through his contract. By the way, McCaffrey, he has two more years left on his deal.
12 and 14.
14.1 and 14.3.
Yeah, and so the way I'm looking at it is I probably want to keep Christian McCaffrey over all the guys on offense, whether it's Kittle, whether it's Ayuk and Deebo. If I'm betting on one player for the next 2 years as the Brock money hits,
now
I'm going to go with CMC.
Even at that usage rate?
Absolutely.
Because last season it was, hey, let's taper down on his touches.
Still had 350
touches. Yeah, no, I know, I agree. But I was like, hey, give him all the touches he needs. I need McCaffrey to touch the ball. I need him to be on the field. But there was a concern, and a big contingent in his fan base and media market We need to taper down on his touches.
Yeah, but that's
so
still...
you want to go 350 touches over the next 2 years with McCaffrey? That's how you get a guy hurt.
Well,
because yeah, I don't know if he could replicate what he did last season with all the touches. I know exactly. You know, so you want to pay him and give him new money?
No, I want him to feel happy and I want him to get compensated because he's a unique weapon.
Nothing has screamed that he's unhappy.
No, but I just think that's due right by the player. And I can't have Deebo Samuel make it $25 million. I can't have Ayuk make it $25 million, and my best player on offense making half of what those guys are making.
But Ayuk's not making that right now.
I know, but that's what he's asking for.
He's getting 14.
I mean, like the number is cast and die. We already know what the number is. It starts at $25 million a year for a wide receiver of his ilk. And I'm looking at someone like Devontae Smith. What he got. Yep. And to me, that's the starting point. Yep. And there's nothing below that. That's what he's going to be asking
so
for.
So why move off of Ayuk when he's your best wide receiver?
No, I agree with
you. In terms of route running, catching, yards per catch, catch radius, wingspan.
Because you got to get cheaper.
Why not?
You got to get cheaper.
But why not look at Deebo Samuel, who's making 28?
But right now, I can't move him.
24. I know you.
I can't move him. And so right now, the guy who's going to get more value, because Deebo Samuel's dead cap hit is way higher.
I know it's a lot higher.
And I don't think he's as coveted as what Brandon Ayuk is. I'm looking at Washington, and we can argue all till we're blue in the face. They've got two second rounders, 36 and 40. They've got three third rounders. All right. Adam Peters is the GM there. They clearly need a playmaker, and they can give me a weaker wide receiver back in return. And I'm looking at the sweet spot of this draft. Your guy Keon Coleman, the kid from Texas, there are going to be playmakers available at the bottom of the first round through that second round. This feels a lot like that Deebo Samuel draft when AJ Brown and DK Metcalf and Deebo came out. There are going to be a plethora of wide receivers available for this team. So I'm looking at the Kansas City model. I'm even looking at the Dallas Cowboy model. When you pay the quarterback, you have to get cheaper at the skill positions. And so one more year of Deebo, and I'm going to have to clear this out.
So let me ask you this, one wide receiver drafted this year. Let me ask you this, because they've drafted wide receivers
and they haven't hit.
And they haven't hit at all. That concerns me.
Yeah.
Ayuk is the one guy who has hit for them alongside Deebo Samuel. Two guys who have hit. We know about the Dante Pettises, the Jalen Hurts, the Richie James Juniors, the Trent Taylors. Who else you got? You got a name. You got a plethora. Who's our boy? Danny Gray. Mm-hmm. Has it panned out yet?
Ronnie Bell.
Ronnie Bell. I mean, this is a loaded wide receiver class. But is the quarterback good enough to elevate a rookie wide receiver?
Is
Brock Purdy good enough to... Because Mahomes, what we know about Mahomes, and what we know about Josh Allen, and what we know about Joe Burrow, they can elevate wide receivers.
I would agree. Then let me ask you
about
this.
Have we seen that with Brock yet?
Well, I think he's done a great job. I think the best years of Ayuk were with Brock Purdy.
I think it's inarguable. It's inarguable.
So I believe that Ayuk's game, to a degree, was elevated when Brock Purdy became quarterback.
Okay. All right? That's cool.
And then I look at someone like Dak Prescott. I don't even think Dak Prescott's one of the greatest quarterbacks. He's a good player. I think all would agree. I'm taking Brock over Dak specifically because of the money. But I look at Dak Prescott. Does he make CeeDee Lamb, or does CeeDee Lamb make him?
CeeDee Lamb's exploded with Dak. I mean, they've made sweet music together.
To me, that's the template for what I'm looking for the 49ers.
You can argue with that with Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
Is Jalen Hurts making Devontae better, or is Devontae making Jalen Hurts better?
I think it's a little bit of both. And that's where I look at Brock. Like, I'm betting on Brock if I'm the 49ers. I think they're going to bet on Brock, at least for the next couple of years. He's going to get at least a 2-year guarantee. And if I know the Niners, they're going to do something like the Jimmy deal where he gets paid a lot of upfront money. And I'm just looking at how to balance my books. And I'm saying to myself, I got to take care of McCaffrey. The last guy that I need getting but frustrated over the next 2 years is McCaffrey.
But you don't have to go to the table with McCaffrey.
I think they're going to.
And McCaffrey has never, ever complained about anything. He's making a $14 million over the next two seasons. I would think that he would maybe... What's that? Oh, 2 minutes? Oh, I heard something. I was like, wait, what happened? McCaffrey, with all the touches that he has, and you break the bank for him, and he's getting close to 30 as a running back. As much as I love Christian McCaffrey, and I wanted this guy here, I wanted this guy to be a three-down player, and he is. He's all that. Boy, if you paid a running back.
I think you have to just treat him right.
That's a risky situation,
yeah,
man.
But you can move some of the Ayuk money and give him some of the guarantees now and roll it over the next 2 years, because I'm betting on him for the next 2 years, and it is risky. Dude, it's a roll of the dice. You paid Deebo, and that was a risk, and it's been okay.
I understand the dead cap or whatnot. I'm trying to keep Ayuk over. I think Ayuk and CMC is the better 10, though.
Yeah, but because of the money back, that you paid Deebo, you're limited.
I know you're limited, but I would have to take the bullet. Or I'll just stand at Pat this year. I'm going to give Ayuk his money and revisit the situation next offseason with Debo and George Kittle.
Well, since that's an element,
because George
want.
Kittle, because I that's what I want. I want
no, but I'd
I
still draft
Ayuk.
A receiver this no, year. No, even
nobody
if
saying,
I keep
nobody
Ayuk.
Saying you don't need to. Nobody saying you don't need to. Because I'm looking at Debo in the future and I'm looking at Ayuk in the future. I always want to draft a wide receiver. Nobody's saying that at all. You don't just go through the draft and not draft a wide receiver. No, you don't do that. But you keep Ayuk, you pay him his money, I'm keeping Debo, I'm running this offense back at 30 points per game, and then next offseason is where I got to make some decisions on George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and maybe clear the bear. And then that receiver that you draft this year, he's up to speed, and he's ready to start right away with Brock Purdy once he gets his new money. So I don't think we have to jump the gun yet this offseason to start moving all these parts around. I want to just stand pat for a second, give Ayuk his new money, bite the bullet, and then we get the next offseason. That's where John Lynch and Parag Marate get creative with the Brock Purdy deal. They get creative with maybe moving on off of George Kittle and Debo Samuel, but I've got to run this back one more time. I don't, oh man, that would bother
Look,
me if
that
they
would
move
be
this
my
off.
Priority would be to keep everything the same for one more year. You do have the franchise tag in your back pocket, but it sure feels like Brandon Ayuk doesn't want to report and get on the field until he gets paid. But
then make sure you don't miss that break,
all right, I want to continue this conversation. 888-957-9570. I want to continue this one because we went through the same thing with Debo. We went through the same thing with Nick Bosa. They all got their money. They all got paid, and it was everybody was happily living happily ever after once they got their money. Why is the IU smoke screen so alarming to a lot of Niner fans? When Debo basically did a lot of things worse, he was in a club saying, "Yeah, I'm out.
I'll explain why it's so
dire. I wonder why. The segment sponsored by Go to St. Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStLumber.com.
I was rooting against Bonte.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
So, who rooting against me, by the way?
At least Bonte didn't win.
What is that in reference to?
The knockout tournament.
Oh, I thought maybe it was.
What did he say? He goes, we would have never heard the end of it. It's like, I wouldn't have had to bring it up.
I lost. I'm out.
When I win things, you guys bring it up for me. Honestly, I don't even have to say anything. You guys do that.
I'm going to be humble in this one.
That's who I am. By the way, the last segment, what was coming up on the game was brought to you by Fremont Bank Full Service Bank.
Oh,
no compromises.
What?
This
yeah,
segment
no, you're
is big sponsored time. By Go to St. Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStLumber.com. Who said that? Big time?
I sent Rocco over that? To Golden State Lumber. He's doing a big deck in the
is
backyard.
He?
Yeah.
Nice. Did he get a discount?
Well, I don't know about all that, but I told him to go get some samples over at the one right near the Recology dumps right there off of Bayshore.
Yeah,
you can go there. You can go get TimberTech or Trex. Yeah. They have these little squares, and then you can see if the color looks good or not with whatever you got painted in the backyard.
Yep.
I hit that guru rejoin because apparently, and Shasky, you're going out to this event happening today that we're partnering with.
My wife's not happy.
So what is it? And I know that Guru's
it's
doing
a golf tournament, and I believe it's sponsored by ATCO. I believe it's ATCO's golf tournament. I could be wrong. Maybe the big boss man will come running in. What?
No, I was just teeing you up there. I thought I was.
Oh,
using
I thought
a
I
pun
knew. Yeah. It's basically the ATCO golf tournament at Stone Tree in Novato on 37. So I'm assuming it's going to be very lovely, and I heard it's a really nice course. I've never played it, so I'm really like excited to go play it.
And you guys know who's doing the ceremonial tee shot.
Guru?
That's right.
Nice.
That's actually very intimidating.
What time is that?
Of all the things
what time
I would,
is he doing that?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because they go on the air at 10, right?
I believe so. Someone's got to be recording it there.
So are they going to be... I don't
are you trying to get out there to watch it?
No, I'm not driving out to Novato. I tell the boss, man, it's like, I got to pick up baby chairs. And yeah, just got off the... Didn't know if the Warriors were going to be in a playoff, so I had to keep the calendar clear. But no, I'm not making that drive today.
The King did make an appearance yesterday. I don't know if you heard. King and his court. Ooh. The whole royal family showed up.
Showed up to what?
To the baptism yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bonte the King.
Oh, Guru. You're talking about Guru.
No. The whole royal family showed up. Anna was there, baby Chess. She looked adorable. She had her hair all done up. It was a great day.
Yay!
Seeing all the girls play with the dolls, that was awesome. And then Bonte got bombarded by family members trying to give all their sports opinions all at once.
Yeah, that's everywhere I go now. Even my little brother Briotti, his birthday party, his girlfriend did a great job throwing a surprise birthday party. And
yeah, I know you're big time.
Out in Brentwood, California. Yeah, the Warrior takes are nonstop.
Were they?
Nonstop.
What about Brock Purdy takes?
You can't bring up the big three. No, it's time to move on. No, Draymond's as good as it gets. Curry. It's just a who's who. A who's who.
That was Jack Nicholson. Very good.
Yeah, right. Like
good job. Greg Kinnear. Yeah.
And then the woman was Heather Graham? No.
Got to Google it.
Helen Hunt. I think it's Helen Hunt.
Yes.
Look it up.
Look at you and your movie knowledge. Yeah. Very impressed. Yeah.
I think I watched. No, I didn't watch the movie. There's a Hell's Angels doc that I was going to get into last night. There's Hell's Angels, but then I started watching Curb and I fell asleep.
I watched Locked Up or Unlocked or something like that on Netflix about prison system, and it was very good.
Yeah.
Me and the little guy, we figured it out.
Figured out the prison system?
I've got my own thoughts on the prison system. Yeah, it's not about rehabilitation. It was really good. Very good. I enjoyed it. I cried at the end because one of the fathers got out and he hadn't seen his son in many, many years, and he really wanted to change his life to go see his son, and it hit me.
Jello will do that to you. It will change the best of them. So we're talking IU because it is NFL draft week. 888-957-9570.
Speaking of getting locked up, 49er wide receiver, right. Super Bowl, huh? Am I right?
888-957-9570. 13 targets for Deebo Samuel, 3 catches. It was Brandon Ayuk, 6 targets, even though he was second in the league in yards per catch.
I'm off. I'm out.
7th in the league in receiving yards.
He's awesome.
For some reason, we want to move off him because of the money. Now, I'm looking into Deebo's contract, and maybe somebody can explain this to me. But I'm seeing here on Spotrac that he has a potential out before next season. Now, is it a team option, Lutman? Is it a player option? They don't do many player options in football. It's mostly team options. They pick up the option. So there is an option on Deebo Samuel. So I'm looking at his contract. I'm looking at Deebo Samuel. He's going to make $28.6 million next year, $24 million next year. But after there's a potential out right before, right, it bridges right between 2024 and 2025. Potential out 2025 could be 3 years, $58 million, $15 million in dead cap if you move off of him. So that dead cap hit is not crushing like it is this year. This year, it's a $42 million dead cap hit for the 49ers, $42.7 million. Next year, it's just $15 million. So why not pay Ayuk and just move off of Deebo next year if that's the worry? That's the worry. Like, long-term, who would you rather have at the wide receiver position? Well,
long-term, I'd rather have Ayuk. But I just think, in general, I believe both wide receivers won't be with the 49ers in the next 2 years. It's just my feeling. I could be way wrong on this one, but I think you have to get significantly less expensive at skill positions if you're going to pay the quarterback. I mean, Kansas City, that was their template. They kept their tight end because tight ends tend to be suppressed in terms of the finances. And then I look at the 49ers. They're very different because they have a running back that they're going to pay or give some money to. At minimum, he's making $14 million, which is more than what most teams are paying their running back. I think he'll still get a couple of extra shekels. I think they're going to give him some guaranteed money on the front end. That's just my feeling. I have nothing but speculation on that. And I think on the wide receiver position, they're going to get cheaper. I just look around the league as a whole, and I feel like wide receiver, we are just overpaying these wide receivers left and right. And if you're going to pay $50 million, give or take, a year to your quarterback, you're going to have to get cheaper on the outside.
What's sillier, paying quarterbacks a boatload of money when they need wide receivers, running backs, and offensive linemen, or wide receivers? This is just a going rate. These wide receivers are game changers in today's game. Game changers. You don't have outside weapons, you ain't winning jack. It is what it is. Now, you may have a generational tight end who can do things on the outside, which Travis Kelce can do, but even the Watson kid, number 84 for Kansas City, ran some great routes against the 49ers. You got to have outside help. So as much as we say these wide receivers are getting paid too much money, hell, that's been the case of quarterbacks for the last 20 years. There's quarterbacks who are making money they don't deserve to make. Like you look at like 5-6 quarterbacks making money, like Dak's getting $40 million. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kirk Cousins' contract. Kirk Cousins?
But here's what I'd say about Dak. Like, I don't even love Dak, but they've been to the playoffs every year with him.
They lose in the playoffs every year.
But they make the playoffs, do they not?
They make the playoffs. Is that the bar for them?
I mean,
Kirk Cousins doesn't make the playoffs.
Kirk Cousins did make the playoffs. They got
made
hurt.
They made it twice with Minnesota.
Yeah, and I believe with Washington prior to that, and they were in that 9-7.
So he's been to the playoffs, what, three times in his entire career?
You're asking, I'm explaining.
I mean,
you know?
Three times, that's not a good hit rate. In that case, Dak is better because Dak always goes to the playoffs. Kirk doesn't. And Kirk just got broke the hell off.
I don't love how much these quarterbacks are making, but I also understand that to me, Brock Purdy's better than, I think he's better than Kirk Cousins, and I believe him to be better than Dak Prescott. And so because of that, and because of how difficult it's been for us to find quarterbacks, I do believe that the 49ers are going to pay Brock Purdy. And I think it's the right thing to do. And if you believe in Brock Purdy, like I believe in Brock Purdy, and I believe they believe in Brock Purdy, well, then you better get him weapons. And so to me, at minimum, I'm drafting one wide receiver. I might even draft two or three, but I'm drafting one wide receiver this year, no matter what. Whether I'm keeping Ayuk or not, because I'm trying to project down the line, and I have to get cheaper at the skill positions.
But couldn't you say with that same token about Brock Purdy and doing what he's doing, couldn't you say the same about Brandon Ayuk?
How so?
Couldn't you say that? Like, he's a great run blocker. Mm-hmm. He's a great route runner.
Oh, I'd prefer to have him.
He projects so well. And to your point about the Niners having trouble finding mm-hmm. quarterbacks, they've had trouble finding wide receivers just as much.
Here's why I do the math.
Like, they've actually found, I believe, more quarterbacks than wide receivers over the last 30 years.
But Bonte, I do the math this way. One Brandon Ayuk equals, right now, the finances of Kittle and CMC. I'd rather have the two players over the one. And I believe it to be more of a math equation. In a vacuum, love to have Brandon Ayuk. I want him on my team. I prefer him over Debo. But looking at the finances.
We're thinking about the money next year. We're thinking about the money for
the
year now.
To win next year,
right.
You need Ayuk.
Okay, so with that said, you can move off of Kittle. You can move off of Debo next year and go draft guys and load up. Because how easy is it going to be? It's not going to be easy replacing Kittle.
What is the college giving you more of? I don't know. Tell me.
They give you both. They give you both. Wide receivers for sure. Because you're running all the spread offenses.
There are some huge busts at wide receiver. And the Niners have drafted guys that haven't been good. Dante Pettis was horrible for the Niners. Like, let's just call it what it is. Jalen Hurd didn't even play. Like, they've had their own. They just re-signed Trent Taylor. And at one point, people thought Trent Taylor was going to be something special. But I look at the math this way. Like, even if you get a mediocre wide receiver, right, a guy who's nowhere near where Ayuk is now, is he $20 million? Is Ayuk $20 million for next year better than that wide receiver? I'm not sure about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.